Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Good morning, my friends. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever, whenever you are listening to this podcast. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your witchy doctor, your change advocate. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network, where we try and inspire change and growth and evolution. And today, you got me. Today, I'm talking about nourishment. And guess what? The secret ingredient was never really just the food. It's still not the food. Again, I'm bringing back lessons from summer camp. It's all in a preview to a book I have that I hope to publish called All I Ever Learned About Wellness, I Learned in Summer Camp. But today we're going to talk, you know, I am a doctor and I do believe in healing the body as well as the mind, the spirit, and the emotions. And we're going to talk about nourishment, digestion, food, and health, you know, kind of from this summer camp mess hall, my thoughts and my memories, and then we'll go deeper into metaphoric nourishment for the body. So the food in the camp dining hall, let me tell you, it wasn't organic, it wasn't gluten-free, it wasn't grass-fed, wasn't worthy of pictures on Instagram. I don't know if the camp's food has improved over time, but it was good enough, right? And it's funny that I even say that because it's a line I use for myself. I am good enough. I don't need to be perfect. I, for many years, have been trying to be perfect, which meant I wasn't good enough in this moment. And the food in the camp hall was nourishing. It was good enough. And, you know, they didn't give us, it was definitely a standard American diet, which I would tell you is not the best. I would encourage you to look at the Mediterranean diet. They just do things better. I would tell you a lot of people need to be a little more keto, even if it's not pure meat. I think a plant-based diet is really, really critical. Having lots and lots of real food, real fruit, real vegetables, things that really, you know, were born on this planet like you and me. But in summer camp, you know, we also had cookies and dessert. And in the middle of the afternoon, there was bug juice. I don't even know. Well, I think I know it was called bug juice because it was basically sugar water, you know, Kool-Aid or something like that. And the bugs love to come by and eat it, right? And in the morning, we also, you know, standard Kellogg's and Post. We had cereal from the cardboard boxes, but also eggs and pancakes. And I was a cereal girl, cereal and milk. Little did I know that my body really doesn't love gluten and doesn't love dairy, but all my life, I grew up on cereal and milk and sandwiches, more dairy. Anyway, not more dairy, more gluten. But camp taught me, I think, one of the most important lessons about nutrition. And that is that how you eat may be just as important and maybe not, maybe even more important than exactly what you eat. And nowadays, you know, you could go online and is it keto? Is it paleo? Is it the elimination diet, the Candida diet, the blood type diet, the Whole30 diet? There's like, am I vegetarian, vegan, pescatarian? There's like a plethora of what you're supposed to be eating. But what if we talked about how you're supposed to be eating? Because we're eating for nourishment. We're eating for energy. We're eating for information. We're eating because it's a piece of the puzzle that makes the cells in your body able to work. We're eating to feed the human. But guess what? Who really does our eating is the little itty bitty cells, the microbiome, the bacteria that live in our gut. And if we're not eating for them, they don't get nourished. And those cells start to die. And if we're not giving the right information, then we don't, the cells in the intestine need to be like skin, tight and connected to each other. If we have holes in our outer skin, you know, if we fall down and get a bruise, then the bad actors, the infectious bacteria, those invaders may come in and there may be inflammation and we may get sick in our skin. And that can affect the inflammatory cascade and everything else gets sick. And the gut lining, the cells of the inner intestine, they're your inner skin. And we need to keep them living, connected, they're tight. When they're damaged, they get loose. And instead of being a really tight filter and a really tight wall to protect your body, they become loose like a crocheted sweater instead of, you know, tightly woven cotton. And then food particles, instead of the glucose and the carbon and the hydrogen and the oxygen and the nitrogen and the sulfur, the amino acids and the sugars, the breakdown products, that's what's supposed to get into our bodies. But if the skin breaks down, whole food particles get in and the body doesn't know what to do with them. And so the body starts fighting itself. The body makes antibodies and attacks what it thinks is foreign, and that cross reacts with what isn't foreign, and we get sick. And so, my friends, we need to think about food in a bigger way. And we're going to talk today about food in this bigger scheme. So let's first talk about how you eat. We need the switch turned on. If you want to work on your computer, you have to turn your computer on. If you want to make a phone call, you have to dial the number and the phone has to be on. The setting that is the phone has to be on. If you want to talk to someone, they have to answer the phone at the other end and pick up and say hello. Now, you could leave them a voicemail, but I'll tell you, my kids don't listen to voicemails. And so even if and when I've left a voicemail, the communication loop isn't finished because they don't pick up the voicemail. And I had a weekend when they were terrified that something horrible happened to me because I didn't answer texts and I didn't post on social media and nobody heard from me. And they started to really get worried. And finally, their dad said, "Did you listen to her voicemail? She says she's on a retreat and there's no phone service." So the communication cycle has to be completed. And why do I bring that up? It's a metaphor. Just because you put the food in to the body doesn't mean the nutrition actually got to the cells where it was needed. Now, why could that be? Well, if the switch for digestion is not turned on, then the food may go through and through. People know that happens with diarrhea, right? They're eating and it's like it's going in one end and out the other. And I know I'm talking about real stuff going in and out, but I am a doctor, right? And so poop needs to be normal. And poop is a vital sign. Is it really hard as a rock? Maybe you're not getting the hydration you need. And maybe it's also you're not, the gut isn't motile enough. It's not moving like a snake the way it's supposed to. And so the waste products are sitting in your gut way too long. And if they're sitting there way too long, there's a lot of stuff that can go wrong. So first of all, the body will pull the water out of it and pull, it's sitting there. So it's going to pull water out today and maybe water out tomorrow and some more water out the next day. And all of a sudden, it's this hard, solid rock that's stuck in there. So the motility is critical. And hydration is critical. And which bacteria live there is critical. And that lining needs to be intact. And if you don't have zinc in your diet and you don't have enough glutamine, which is an amino acid, that's the super critical one for the lining of the intestines, then the skin, the inner skin may start to break down. And if you're not relaxed, if you're in fight or flight, freeze or please, I'm in overwhelm, I'm in stress mode, I'm rushing from one job to the next, and I'm eating in my car because I'm racing from place to place. Raise your hand if that's you. That has been me for so much of my life. I would, you know, perhaps drink my breakfast on the drive to the office. I would schedule surgeries at lunchtime. So I would eat my lunch commuting from my office to the operating room. And then I would come home and race to make dinner. And I would probably chomp on, you know, all the vegetables I was putting in the salad. I still do this. I probably eat more while I'm standing preparing my meals than when I sit down at the table and relax. And so I just want to bring up how critical it is to tell your body, hey, we're getting ready for a meal. Let's sit down. Let's say thank you for this amazing food. Let's get prepared for the food. Let's tell our body food is coming. Let's smell the food. Let's see the food with appreciation in our eyes. In summer camp, we would sing. And we would sing songs that were thank you for this food. Thank you for this time, this break in the day where we get to rest our tuchus, which our butt. We get to sit down. How many of you eat standing up? I mean, I just mentioned we, you know, I ate in the car all the time. But when I eat preparing dinner, I'm standing up. When I eat on Zoom calls, sometimes I'm standing because I'm on the Zoom call and I'm trying to eat while I'm doing a Zoom call. My friends, that's not the proper way. The proper way for the body is to say, it's break time, it's meal time, it's connection time. Let's connect to where the food came from. Let's connect. If you are eating animals, let's say a prayer for an animal who gave its life so you could live. If you're eating a vegetable or a fruit or leaves, you could say a prayer for the plant. Now, it may not completely given its life to you. If it's giving you its children, its fruit and its flowers and its leaves, but it's literally giving you a part of its life force so you can eat. It put all its love and its energy and its effort into making itself. It put its life force into rooting in the ground and then sprouting up and then growing into this gorgeous plant. And then, wow, it takes sunlight and water and minerals from the ground, earth, air, water, fire, and all its energy, all its fire. It makes you an apple, an orange, a radish, a pea. And my friends, we should pick vegetables and fruit when they're ripe and eat them when they're in season. Because do you really want to steal a baby off the tree and eat their baby? Or do you want to wait for the plant to give you the fully formed, done, well-cooked life force? And so, my friends, we're going to go take our first break. But I want you to have gratitude in your heart for eating, for this planet, for the sun and the water and the earth and the plants and the plants that feed the animals and all of that circle of life that allows you to keep living. So we'll take our first break. Don't forget, come right back. You're listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. Come right back because we're going to dive even deeper into nourishing yourself.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. Once again, you are listening to Your Healing Playground, where I go deep, me, Dr. Cooper-Smith, your host, all about how to heal, how to have fun and joy and a playground of life while you live your best life. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Want to remind everyone that I did put out a book, Your Healing Playground, and it has lots of lessons, again, how healing through play and pleasure and joy and fulfillment are your best way to be well. And again, I have a book that's almost written, and it's all about life lessons from summer camp. Everything I learned about wellness, I learned in summer camp. And I'm starting to have these lessons on this podcast right now. And today we're talking about nourishment and eating and how you eat may be just as important as what you eat. Now, it is really important to think about what you eat. And I want to remind you, you are human, yes, but without your ecosystem of all the bacteria that live with you, you wouldn't be able to eat. We all talk about termites, and termites destroy our homes by eating the wood. Well, let me tell you that if you got rid of the bacteria in the termite's gut, they couldn't eat wood. Termites live on wood, but it's not really the termite. It's the termite bacteria. And if we didn't have bacteria lining our gut, we wouldn't be able to be alive. We wouldn't eat. We have 6 football fields worth of intestine. Just think about how much tissue that is in our body. 6 football fields worth of intestine. And it is lined and lined and lined with a microbiome. Now, again, the mouth is full of microbiome. The nose, the ears, the throat is filled. Now, somewhere down the, as you go down into the acidic stomach, we think there aren't really many microbiomes there, many bacteria. But, you know, I think we're going to find that there are the extreme bacteria because we know in the oceans, there are bacteria that live in extreme weather. So we know that H. pylori can show up. It's a bad actor in the stomach. But, you know, I bet there's some level of something in that stomach. And the small intestine is not supposed to have lots of bacteria. And indeed, we have a disorder called small intestinal bowel overgrowth or SIBO. And that's when more and more and more bacteria rise from the lower intestine and start populating that small intestine. And it does happen when more and more, when our body is stressed and there's less peristalsis. Peristalsis, think of an inchworm moving down the pavement. Your intestines have to move, their muscles. Think of your legs moving, the muscles contract and relax, contract and relax. And that's what happens along your intestine. It's smooth muscle, and the intestine needs to move and move the food particles down and move even, you know, rhythmically, I guess, move everything down. And when we're not in that rest and digest mode, that relaxed mode, your gut doesn't work as well. And it's stasis. It is like stuck in the sleep mode, if you will. And it usually does that when it's in fight or flight, because the body is so brilliant. And when the body is interpreting stress, the body's like, blood needs to go to the muscles. Blood needs to go to the heart. We got to get out of here. We got to protect ourselves. We got to run. We got to play dead. Don't move. Don't move. If you're playing dead, should you burp or fart or digest your food? No, you have to be silent. So you're playing dead. There's no noises. When your gut is working, don't you sometimes hear gurgling in the gut? So if your body is trying to hide from a tiger, and maybe it's just your mean boss or the test you have, you know, next week, or the MCAT you got to take because you want to be a doctor, the gut stops working to protect you. Well, when it stops working, those intestines start searching for food and start searching for what's wrong, and they start crawling up into the small intestine. And if they are in the small intestine, then it's a narrower intestine and gas that they make, because when they digest food, they're making gas. And the gas in your intestine causes bloating and distension and uncomfortableness. And if you take tests, you find there's more methane and CH4, methyl gas. And that's how we make the diagnosis. So anyway, we need to tell our bodies, food's coming, food's coming. We are happy, healthy, safe to sit and eat. Stop eating in your car. Stop eating standing up. And I'm talking to myself as I talk to you. Slow down. Take your time. In summer camp, we sang. We said thank you for our food. Sometimes we held hands. When we sing, when we hum, when we're loud, we're telling the body we're not hiding from a stranger. If we were hiding from a stranger, we'd be quiet. Don't talk. You might get killed. Don't let the lion know you're hiding in the cave. So when you sing loudly, when you fully express yourself, when you hum, when you take big, deep breaths, then we know we are safe to eat. When we rest after eating, think the Europeans and they take their 2-hour siesta. In summer camp, we had a rest hour and we told our bodies it's safe to digest the food. We don't have to rush where we go. But we also walked from the mess hall back to the bunks to before we had rest hour. And so we did tell our bodies, okay, let's get some activity going. We're going to send the sugar rush from eating. Let's get the sugar out into the cells so that the cells take the sugar down so we don't get a massive sugar spike. So a gentle walk after eating will lower the sugar spike. And then taking some time after the meal to say thank you or sing or listen to announcements. We did that in summer camp, right? We gathered in community, eating with others, expressing ourselves, listening to others really does help the body know I'm here. I'm being witnessed. I am safe. I am ready for this amazing, bountiful food I'm about to be given. Now, in summer camp, we spent a lot of time outside too. And so we walked to breakfast and we walked to lunch and we walked to dinner, which also we were breathing in the outside air. We were feeling the sun. We were seeing the sunset. So our organs knew it was morning, it was noon, it was night. And that meant we were outdoors roaming around. We weren't hiding in a cave indoors. Nowadays, we live in boxes like caged animals or human beings hiding in caves. And that tells the body it's unsafe. Why would the body be hiding indoors? So it's so critical for us to get outdoors at different times of the day. Number one, to get outdoor air and the bacteria that lives outside, not inside. And to tell our organs what time of day it is, so they're getting ready. And again, when we say the prayer of gratitude for the food, we're telling our body, slow down, it's coming. And when you come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about how to eat with mindfulness, how to be present in the body while you're eating. And how to nourish your nervous system in a playful way so it can enjoy food. All right, come right back. We're going to take our next break. You're listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. You are listening on the Inspired Choices Network. Again, Your Healing Playground. Come right back from our break.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. Once again, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. And again, if you like this podcast, please, 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 all I want to do is get this information out to the world. My giving, this is like my charitable giving. I want people to be joyful, happy, and healthy. So please subscribe, give us a review, share us with friends. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. You will find this podcast. Share this information with your friends. Thank you. Today I'm talking about nourishing the body, eating, and not only what you eat, but how you eat. And when we eat, it is a time for the body to get nourished, right? And so we need to be in the correct state of body presence and body awareness. We only really digest food when the body's nervous system is notified, oh, let's collaborate and eat. Let's collaborate and eat. We are not stressed. We are relaxed. We are celebrating. We are in gratitude. We are in community. Food is so much more than just food. It's information, it's communication, it's connection to all things earth and sky and water and air, because we literally are eating food that was made because the sun and the earth and the air and the water came together to have a metamorphosis from earth, air, water, fire into plants, into food. And then food might have been eaten by animals, right? And just the circle of life, animal poop, right? And human poop when we're out in the wild is fertilizer for the plants. So can you see the circle of life as you eat? You are literally part of this worldwide circle of life. So food is energy, and your body is an energy machine. Your body is taking in food, earth, which is the food, and air and water and sunshine and electrons from the magnetism of the earth. And it too is transforming that all into sensation and then expression. So my friends, I want to just play with how to get the most out of eating, right? We want to maximize the nourishment. And that means we want this entire body and nervous system to be alive and on in pleasure and joy as it's eating, so that we can maximize the calories, the energy, the digestion of the food you're eating. Now, first of all, we don't need to eat all day long. The body and the intestine, that lovely 6 foot of intestine that I talked to you about in the first segment, does it really want to work 24/7, 365 days a year? That's the job of the heart and the lungs, right? Does the intestine really want that? Do you really want that? Or do you want to love them and love them so much you give them a rest? They want a rest. This army of bacteria that are working for you, think of them as your worker bees. But it's slavery if you work them 24/7. So we need times to eat and times to rest. And everybody should have at least 12 hours of rest, ideally from nighttime to morning, where the body actually finishes digesting, but it doesn't have to do the work of eating. Give that intestine a break. And probably once a month, it's really good to fast. Maybe even a few times a week you can fast. And once a month or once a season, a prolonged fast, or what we call a fasting mimicking diet, where you get minimal calories, enough for your basal metabolic rate, enough to keep you going and not starving. But actually, when we starve for a little bit, the body goes into cleaning mode, and the body cleanses and gets rid of abnormal and cancerous cells. The body is able to activate different cells and cleanse itself. So now I want to go back, because this is fun. I thought of this morning. We have 5 archetypes of the erotic blueprints, but really the 5th one is a conglomeration of the other 4. So if we go into how your body and your nervous system feels pleasure, I want to play, and I actually think that these blueprints also correlate kind of with mind, body, heart, spirit, which also is sort of a correlate of earth, air, water, and fire. And so it's life in different forms. So when you think about eating, the energetic, probably that airy, the airy fairy air of your body. If you're an energetic, or if you're feeding the energetic part of your nervous system, that's anticipation. That's thinking about, am I going to eat? What am I going to eat? What am I going to prepare? It's getting joy out of preparing a recipe, choosing the recipe, shopping for the food, going to the farmer's market, going to the really nice supermarket. It's about planning ahead. I'm going to have a dinner party and have friends over. Ooh, I'm going to go to coffee with this friend and maybe treat myself to X, Y, and Z. It's literally the anticipation of eating. And then when we sit at the table, Now, I'm going to just show you this for fun. You can go online. Maybe I'll just talk about it. You could go online and Google on YouTube mindfulness eating a raisin and taking 5 minutes to eat a raisin. Because what do you do at the beginning? You think about the raisin. You think about the meal. You think about what you're going to eat. And let me tell you, I can still remember. This is funny. Freedom. We talk about routine and variety, right? Friday afternoon, lunch at summer camp was tuna fish with potato chips and pickles. And I still remember that. And Sunday night was hot dogs and hamburgers outdoors in a picnic with French fries. Now, not the best of foods, right? But the routine and the anticipation and the comfort that my body knew what I was going to eat, that I could have cereal for breakfast every morning, relaxed my nervous system because I knew it was coming. And then there was variety because some days I could have eggs and some days it was pancakes, and brunch might mean an omelet or waffles or a cup of coffee that you don't normally eat every day, but you're going to have it. So anticipating what's coming activates the salivary glands and you start getting the juices in your mouth. You're getting ready for the food. You think about a food and the smell comes up, chocolate chip cookies, and you know what that smells like. The lusciousness of a juicy apple or fresh blueberries. For me, I got used to the taste even of wheatgrass and celery juice. It's kind of grassy and earthy, but the energetic in us is anticipating food and it's getting the body ready for food. So take your time before you eat with gratitude and joy and anticipation and preparing. And if you're highly energetic, oh my God, take so much extra time to prepare. Now, the sensual is all about the five senses and maybe the sixth sense of intuiting too. So smell it. Slow down when you chew and really taste it. Can I say that again? Really taste your food. How? Can you chew something 100 times to get it into the smallest little particle so you're getting your digestion? You're doing it in the mouth and you're getting the pleasure of that flavor. Can you smell it so you're getting the smell? Can you hear the crinkle and the sound maybe of cutting the apple? Peeling the banana. How about taking the fork and the knife and touching your fork and your knife with deep sensation so you're actually feeling the utensil? And then you're feeling the texture of the vegetable or the meat that you're carving. Maybe you're feeling the movement of peeling the carrots and peeling the cucumbers. Maybe you're stretching at the table or holding hands before you eat, connecting your body with the people in gratitude that you're eating with. Can you connect mind, body, heart, soul, with the food you're eating, the people you're eating with? Can you intussusception? Is that interoception? Actually, not intussusception. That's when a piece of intestine goes into another piece of intestine and it's an emergency surgical. Interoception is can you actually get so aware of your inner body that you can imagine the bacteria living in your body, and they're like little minions waiting for the food. Can you imagine them eating the food? Can you feel your intestine while you're eating? And so important to that. Can you pause between bites so much to notice the bacteria, but also to notice when you are no longer hungry? Can you choose to eat when you're hungry? And can you choose to stop when you're no longer hungry? English is one of the only words that says, languages that has, I'm full. Don't eat till you're full. Eat till you're no longer hungry, where there's space. More space for more food, but you're not going to give it. And on that note, my friends, we're going to take our next break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, and you are listening on the Inspired Choices Network. Come right back.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. Once again, you're listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, womensreproduction.com, or more recently, drtinaplays.com. The second Wednesday of every month, I will be providing to whoever wants to sign up and join me a fertility masterclass to rebirth your divine goddess, your divine fertility goddess from the inside out. IVF is one answer, but all women on this planet were born to be fertile, to create. You are creative beings, and I want to remind you of that and remind you there are so many ways that you can help your body remember itself back home to be the creative being that it wants to be. I want you to reproduce and produce your best life. So my friends, we're talking today about nourishment and healing and eating and how we eat and what we eat and getting joy and pleasure out of eating and getting more energy, information, better digestion when we are eating in joy and pleasure. And so once again, I talked about the energetic nervous system loves anticipation, longing, and tease, and going slow and preparing and thinking about eating and with joy and pleasure. And I talked about the sensual, being in the body and connecting with your five senses and connecting with the little critters in your gut that are your minions that are eating for you, and making sure you're activating sight, sound, taste, touch, smell, digestive juices, the intestinal peristalsis, the stretching, the connection, the energy. Now your sexual blueprint is all about the destination. Get the food in. That's the creature and the part of you that wants to make sure you're eating real food that your body wants. And think about eating foods, fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, protein sources, less complicated carbohydrates or less simple carbs, more complex carbs, but you know, not the candies, the starchy vegetables like potatoes and beets and root vegetables and carrots. Know about your glycemic load and all that. And then, my friends, your kinky, which we say gets turned on by the taboo, what it really gets turned on, it's about the mind. It's about creating the experience. So can you create your eating experience? Can you plan your recipes? Can you plan your meals? Can you create new recipes? Can you make new ways to eat? Like, you know, you're trying to put flavor A with flavor B, and maybe, ooh, what can you do to your minions, those intestines, to surprise them with different foods and different recipes? So can you go to the farmer's market or the supermarket and every week pick a brand new vegetable that you've never tried before, or a brand new fruit that you've never tried before? Can you expand your palate of tastes? Can you mix different ingredients together to see what turns your body on? And your, my friends, remember, you're eating for your bacteria. You need to give your bacteria, you need to think of them as your friends. So you want to give them friends to play with, like you would your children, playdates. So eat probiotics that have bacteria in them, fermented foods, kimchi, sauerkraut, pickles, fermented dairy in the form of yogurt, or fermented coconut yogurt, soy yogurt, almond yogurt. I do dairy-free yogurts, kombuchas. So give your minions friends, and my friends, feed your minions what they want to eat, real foods. They love onion, garlic, leeks, plantains. They love bananas when they're still a little bit green. They don't love sugary foods. If you're going to eat root vegetable and grains like potatoes, like rice, even beets, think about cooking them and then eating them at room temperature. They become what we call a resistant starch, and the sugar levels go up slower. Apple cider vinegar to lower the sugar rise at the beginning of the meal. Walking after the meal to lower the sugar rise after the meal. Pre and probiotics, I think, in food is best, but yes, you can take supplements. Mushrooms are a yeast that might push out overgrowth of bad yeast to give you good yeast. So again, think about your microbiome like your minions, and give them joy and pleasure, and give your cells joy and pleasure, and do it slowly and safely with pleasure and joy, because life is a playground. Life is pleasure and joy. Food is for you, for your pleasure, for your joy, but make sure it's real to lift you up and not take you down. Don't eat yourself into gluttony, and don't eat toxic food that's sold as food but is really poison. Love yourself enough, love your minions enough to get real, be real.
And if you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.